This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I think baby's going to come a little early. We may end up with an Aries, guys.
Oh!
Virtual reality.
Hi, I'm Danny Murphy.
And I'm Evan Real.
And speaking of your last name, Evan, the Richards family is keeping it real, a little too real, I would say, on social media.
Isn't it crazy how quickly this is just unfurling before our eyes? I mean, I'm so happy that it's happening because when this Paris Hilton Instagram comment started making the rounds on social media, it wasn't clear where or when she posted this. So I was wondering this whole time, is Paris Hilton's Instagram comment slamming Mauricio Umansky even real? But Mauricio commented. Now Kyle commented.
For me, it was like, oh, the reunion is done. Thank God. I can exhale and relax a little bit. And then I was like, oh, not too soon, Kyle. There's more stuff coming.
So we know it's the real deal. And I feel like everyone has a different thought, feeling, or opinion about it.
My thought is that they, I thought, learned their lesson about this extended family business mess being aired out. I feel that's kind of how the past decade shaped up to be the past decade for them. And I thought they were all in a good place. But this Buying Beverly Hills show is really rocking a lot of boats. And I would not, I don't, Kyle has had, I think, Paris as maybe not an enemy, but not as a friend. I don't think she wants to go back to that place.
Yeah, well, it's like so, it's so interesting. This is like my theory, because now that Kyle and Mauricio are no longer together, I think it has empowered Paris to speak out because there's really nothing left to lose anymore. I mean, she just had Kyle on her podcast and they're talking about the good old days going clubbing together, you know, clubbing with Auntie Kyle in the early 2000s. So they're definitely tighter than ever. So to me, it's like, now that they're split, Paris feels like she has the permission to finally share her take on the matter, because Paris has historically been very silent. I don't think she has said anything. Like, even when Kyle and Kathy and Kim were at their worst, like, Paris has never thrown herself in the mix. So finally, I think Paris, it's kind of like a slingshot. You know, you're pulled back so far for so many years, and now that she sees this little opening to defend her father, she's going to take it. So I kind of don't blame her. And I also kind of sadly love the mess, because it makes me more excited to tune into Paris's podcast with Kyle. It makes me more excited to tune into Kyle's Amazon Lives. And of course, it makes me even more excited to tune into Buying Beverly Hills.
My alarms are now set for these Amazon Lives. I feel like they really, that's Kyle's podcast. Or it's Kyle's podcast and therapy session. And I feel she loves it. I almost am like wondering if there's moments where they're like, do you want the comments off this time? Like, you're going through a lot. She's like, no, leave them on. I need to talk. I have some things to say, and I'm going to say it. And I mean, I'm so, so glad they're keeping all of us fed on social media. But what led to some other news this week was social media behavior in the form of some unfollowing, some re-unfollowing. Because Marcus and Larsa previously unfollowed, refollowed, and now we're back to actual permanent unfollow?
So Larsa and Marcus have broken up yet again in the span of 1 month after briefly splitting up and then getting back together on Valentine's Day. And you guys remember that whole saga. We still have whiplash. So what, there has like, been
rent is still due. Like, they paid before even a rent. You know what I mean? Like, they really whipped this around.
Right. I mean, yeah, my neck hurts. So yeah, they've broken up again, and apparently, you know, what sources are telling us is that Larsa just wants to focus on herself. Like, the relationship just felt all consuming, because the thing, and that makes sense, because Larsa, she's a Cancer. So when she loves really hard and she gives every piece of her to a relationship. And so I think that maybe just with the tension, with the family drama of Scotty and Michael and trying to navigate that and the age difference and the public scrutiny and their, you know, previous break. Like, it just probably felt like so much. So she has taken a break yet again. But apparently they are wanting to remain on good terms and leave space for a future friendship. But something tells me that if they sort of get back into the friendship groove, they'll get back into the romantic groove. And then
that's how we get back to here.
Right. Because I do think there is some like palpable chemistry between the two. Like, I really think they're both very attracted to each other, and there's definitely something there. So I don't know. I'm not a proponent to being friends with your exes. I do think it puts you in dangerous territory.
Very dangerous, especially when you're in a public eye relationship with everyone kind of like eagle-eyeing you. Because if they went out for like a friend dinner, people would be like, oh, are they back together? And then they'll have to like re-say like, no, we're not together. And then be like, why aren't we together again? It's like, oh, because you did that. You know what I mean? It's just a cycle of chaos that I don't think either of them really want to be dealing with.
Do you know who I'm really happy for, though?
Who?
Is Kiki. Because we know Lars is a better friend when she's not in a relationship to Kiki. Like, now they can like girl again, you know?
How soon after do you think Lars sent the text to Kiki like, hey, brunch? Like, but now I wonder, is Kiki gonna want to be as receptive? Or she's like, oh, so you want me because you're back, because you're at the singles table again.
I think Kiki finished this last season of The Real Housewives of Miami a little bit more astute and assertive and with a clearer head about what she wants and who she wants to associate herself with, which is interesting because we just talked to Dr. Nicole and she and Larsa have historically not gotten along, but she said that she kind of like sees a future friendship for her and Larsa. I was shocked.
I was shocked too at that reveal. What I was not shocked about is that she did, of course, name Kiki as friend of the year for that, like deserving full mojito.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had to ask Nicole if she could give a mojito to any of the friends of on Miami, which would be Kiki, Marisol, and Adriana. Like, who deserves the mojito the most? She did name Kiki, but she also gave props to Adriana, who's a good friend of hers, and even to Marisol, who's not a good friend. She was like, I'm not a fan of Marisol, but she puts in the work as a friend of. So I think she would give a mojito to all three of them, but if there was only one up for grabs, Kiki's the winner.
And you had a fun baby shower to celebrate too.
We had a baby shower yesterday. I'm very tired today, but it was really nice. All the girls the girls that I invited from ROM came to celebrate. My closest friends from high school, from college, my coworkers from the hospital came. We had about 35 women, friends and family, come celebrate. And Gertie decorated and did all the details. And she did such a beautiful job. We're going to be sharing a little clip later on about all the little details. You know, her eye for those things is really just, there's a reason that she's one of the top wedding planners in the world and has awards from Vogue and Harper's and all these things, because she really is just a creative genius.
Oh yeah. You are so blessed that you had Gertie to Gertify the baby shower. What is it like sort of navigating the end of your pregnancy while cameras are down? Is that kind of a relief for you in a way?
Honestly, when they told us that the filming was going to be pushed back a little bit, part of me was kind of like a little not disappointed, but I know that viewers were excited to like be a part of the you know, the birth of the baby and us moving into the new house. But I also knew that personally that was going to be a lot. Giving birth is a very hormonal and stressful time. So it's now a relief to not kind of have to deal with that. I'll be a little bit settled into the new house. The baby will kind of be a little older. We'll be fully vaccinated when all the cameramen come around. So I'm happy that it actually all worked out in the end.
And it's also kind of nice that you don't have the pressure to make something like a baby shower an all cast thing or like a thing on camera. You can invite the girls that you actually get along with. You can invite your hometown friends from your childhood and just kind of make it all about you and baby G.
Absolutely. You know, I don't have the best of luck hosting all cast events. So there was no reason to need to, you know, turn our baby shower into a hot mess. So I was very happy to just have, you know, a few of the girls, the ones I'm closest to, and It was all smooth sailing, no drama.
That is good. And I mean, I'm glad there is no drama yet from it, because I would hate that to happen. But I assume there was anybody who wasn't invited. Did anybody send a text to you like, did my stork get lost in the mail?
No, nobody has like sent messages and been like, what's up? Why wasn't I invited? I mean, I also think it's very obvious, right? Like when certain people host events, I don't expect an invite because we're just not there at this point. Maybe we'll get there one day, but I'm very honest with myself and where I stand with somebody. So I don't want to be fake about something. And I think whoever wasn't invited knows that and probably wouldn't have come anyways. So we're fine.
Of all the girls who weren't at the baby shower, who are you hoping to build a better friendship with when cameras do go up again for Miami? Is there anyone where you think, okay, I'm almost ready to extend that olive branch or accept that olive branch?
So Larsa and I have been good. We're like our, you know, we talk, we're fine. There's no olive branch to be extended there because we're good. But you know, Alexia and I, we always at the end of a season, we like look at each other and we're like, why? Like, what is it that prohibits us from like not getting along? Like, we should just mesh naturally. We have so many things in common in terms of our background, our history, our parent. Like, it should be a no-brainer for us to be friends. But for some reason, it never works. So maybe this next season four, will be the Alexia and Nicole season. Maybe.
It's funny you say that because I do feel like you guys on paper would vibe so well.
Like, right. It seems like we should be a good fit, but for some reason, something always happens. And then it just, we never get on the same page.
Now, Adriana, she is a friend of, and there are three friend ofs who do such a stellar job on The Real Housewives of Miami. They are all such power players. But Dr. Nicole, if you had the power to give a mojito to just one,
that is not nice.
Well, it's very nice to the girl who you choose. Who do you think is most worthy of getting a mojito?
You know, I feel like they've all had seasons where my answer would vary depending on the season. Okay. I'm going to have to give the mojito this season to Miss Kiki Barr.
Yes.
I mean, she had me rolling on the floor laughing during her confessionals. You know, she's not scared to say it the way it is. I think they all bring something to the show. You know, I'm not even the biggest fan of Marisol, and I can acknowledge that Marisol brings something to the show. And I do think other seasons I would have maybe picked Marisol or I would have picked Adriana, but I think this season, based on performances or, you know, their engagement in the cast, I'm going to say Kiki.
Kiki is the clear winner. And that was hard because Miami was such a good season this season. And unfortunately it has left us because the reunion wrapped. We're also getting closer to the end of Potomac, which, I mean, people have been divided on how they're enjoying the season. I'm going to be sad. My Sunday nights are going to be feeling pretty empty. But I'm glad that Mia stopped by to talk to us a little bit to fill us in. She open book on relationship.
Yes, yes. She really made herself quite vulnerable when she stopped in our studio. We asked all the questions. She gave all the answers, and she was not afraid to dig into her divorce hopefully soon to be divorced from Gordon. That's still taking place, and she's figuring out how to make that happen, and hopefully as soon as she can, because she has a new man, a radio DJ named Incognito, who she wants to marry. But as she mentioned, you got to get divorced before you get married.
That is key. And she also mentioned that they go on like triple dates. I don't understand it, but I'm happy everybody's happy. At least she's seeming like everybody's happy.
I mean, it seems like Mia is really making the effort to establish a very healthy co-parenting relationship for everyone. So she says the kids get along great with her new man. She says that she is making every effort she can to make sure that Gordon and the kids maintain a healthy relationship. I thought it was really sweet when she was like, I always want Gordon to be the hero in their eyes. Despite all the BS that Gordon has apparently put her through. The one thing that was so crazy to me, Danny, I don't know how you felt about it, but Gordon allegedly draining Mia's bank account so that she could not move forward
Amazing.
with hiring legal counsel for a divorce years ago when she was considering divorce
Yeah.
years ago. So, like, literally kept her hostage.
That was so beyond to me, and I was kind of just like, wait, Mia, no, girl, like, no. I'm glad she opened up about that so she can add more to the receipts of like why this separation I think is for the best for them, because I feel like they could be people that once separated and some time they can keep it amicable.
I do applaud you for being so vulnerable on the show. I mean, on this last episode, we learned that Gordon emptied your bank account to keep you from, pursuing a divorce. You explained that he was combative at home, that, maybe you guys, your ideas of intimacy and romance didn't align. What would you say was the breaking point for you that sort of pushed you to actually filing? Because it seemed like you really put in the work to keep it together for 11 years.
My breaking points, because we're trying to work it out. Like, you guys get to see that we're trying to go through counseling, and that was very real. And I want to say my breaking point is when he publicly decided to shame. And I said, okay, this is not what we're doing. And I filed. Yeah, I did, because I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and get this clock rolling. And I just don't want to be a part of it. I would never publicly, here's Gordon going to a platform and publicly shaming me. And I was over on this end with my team trying to figure out how to make sure that we didn't like shame him back. Like, how do we make sure that I'm trying to reel him in, and we need to work together. For as a family, we have these beautiful babies that we're raising, and being a mom is number one for me. And I'm very proud to hold that title of being super mom. And we have happy kids. I want them to stay happy. And unfortunately, with social media, if they were to see dad continuously publicly shaming mommy, it doesn't sit well in my heart.
No. And how is, because like you said, you're really focusing on keeping the kids happy, keeping everything as normal as it can be. How is that navigation going between you two right now?
Yeah, so actually it's going well.
See.
It is now. And hopefully it stays that way. Okay. And I don't keep the kids away from Gordon. I do want him to be a huge part of their lives. I do want them to remain the kid's hero. That's their dad. And so when I told him, I said, "Hey, if you don't get with the program, then you're gonna put me in a position to where, you're not gonna see your kids. So, pick a side." And since
So
then, he's
he
got my
got with the
program.
program.
He got with the program. Yeah,
Okay,
I'm in
that's good to
business.
know.
Yeah, for sure.
Good, good. Well, as you are navigating all of that and trying to get through the divorce of it all, you also have a new man in your life. You're in your hashtag Mia Moore era, and it seems like you and Incognito are just so in love. What is the latest with your relationship? Everyone's talking about an April wedding.
Okay, so there is not a wedding in April. Okay, 444 is an angel number that he and I like share. Like, it's our what we feel represents our connection. And he is a new old boo. He's an old new boo, or whichever
Oh,
way you want to say. He's my
reboot, a reboot.
he's a reboot. Yeah, I spun the block. I went in the vault. I dusted one off, and I tried again, and it's working really well. I decided to go ahead and go into the vault before I decided to go outside because it's scary outside. Okay. And it's working out great. And he's amazing in so many ways. And he's my high school sweetheart. We went to prom together. He knows Mia, and without all of the exterior, he knows the core. And he, he's just, I'm just happy he's back in the mix. He has his own show. So he's a syndicated radio personality, and he's in over 20 markets.
Oh,
So he's doing, he's booked and busy flying and trying to
yes.
keep up with little old me. And I'm loving it.
Did anybody start anything with you at the reunion, or were they scared?
I think they were scared.
Ooh.
I think there was a
Okay.
few that tried it. They tried it.
No.
But I
Oh,
was,
okay.
sitting on my throne,
Ro
My crown did
Robin
not sit.
said, Robin said on Watch What Happens Live that she learned more things about your situation with Gordon that she was like a little bit surprised by. So what can you tease about what more viewers and fans will understand about that situation when we finally see the reunion?
So I think it's because the guys came. Gordon does come to the reunion. Okay. He does come. And yeah, we did need the stage, you know. We found a wig and a skirt for him. No, I'm just kidding. No, he shared. I'm kidding. He actually opened up and shared some really private, heartfelt things that he wanted the girls to know. And I just think that you guys are in for a really powerful, impactful moment.
Oh, I'm glad that you guys were able to have that moment. And a final question. You said the guy's gone. What, so Juan arrives?
No. Juan Dixon did not was not in the room. No.
And friendly. And he does show up to the reunion to say, she says a lot of people learn a little bit more about him at the reunion. You won't learn more about Juan Dixon. He did not attend, which I don't know is the best move for him and Robin, but I'm not surprised by the move.
I'm just happy for Juan that he did not put himself in a situation that would incite anger. I feel like every time there is a camera in Juan's face, he is just angry. He's never happy. Like, I feel so bad for him, but I feel worse for Robin because being a Real Housewife of Potomac is obviously their livelihood now. So I just wish that he would, and I know that he has come under a lot of scrutiny for, you know, his dealings with Canadian women in hotel rooms.
Hotel tabs.
But if that's how, you know, if that's what's paying the mortgage these days, you might just want to like lean into it a bit more and not make Robin's job harder by not participating fully on camera. The thing is, like when they were like in the Glow, I think it's called Glow 360, the new skincare shop, like he seemed excited about that, but I don't think what he's putting together is like the reason why.
The stank and the reason is, yeah.
Right. And the reason why we're purchasing a new skincare franchise is not because of his fun employment, but because of her gig on the Real Housewives of Potomac. So I don't know. I love Robin Dixon so much. I consider myself a La Robin, and I just wish that she had more support from her man. I feel like if we had Robin on Zoom right now, she would tell us up and down that Juan does support her, but we only have what we see.
We only have what we see. And while Evan wants more support for Robin, we're assuming you all want a little more Bravo tea. And while this podcast episode, you know, we got to go because we got to go finish the newsletter that's going to come to your inbox tomorrow if you sign up for the newsletter that we're doing, Virtual Reality, has a lot of exclusives from Mia, some extra stuff that didn't make it in here, some Martha's Vineyard Summer House tea, because that show comes back this weekend, which we're so excited about. So definitely subscribe at the link in the bio of wherever you're watching or listening to this.
Yes, you guys are definitely going to want to sign up because week after week, we are going to be throwing so much content in there, content that you're not going to get anywhere else. So yes, the Virtual Reality newsletter is here to be an extension of us and all of the great work we do here on this podcast.
Yes.
Important work.